Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, as we were talking about earlier with, you know, what's taking place in our nation and, you know, how do we need to participate in being part of a representative government, we need to be aware that our hope is always in Jesus Christ. So let me think about it, you know, before we cover the wisdom moment. That Jesus was not going, oh, it seems like we have a conservative king. It seems like we have a liberal king. Moses wasn't concerned about, you know, Pharaoh's politics. And, you know, Paul wasn't concerned about, you know, each city he went to. He wasn't getting all into the, you know, the politics in per se. And there's nothing wrong with being, politics is how we choose our leaders in that. But no matter what happens politically, that God's king, Jesus, is always king, and his kingdom always stands. And men's kingdoms will rise for a season, and they will fall for a season. And but his kingdom's forever. And, you know, we should not put our hope in political decisions, or definitely not political parties, but we should participate in the process. But your hope should not be in the process. Your hope should be in Jesus Christ. It should be in Jesus Christ. I mean, you think Joseph, when Joseph was in slavery because his brothers sold him out, when he shared what God said to him, be careful when you share what God said, your brothers might be, not, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm in a pit right now. I'm not sure. I'm in slavery. You think that they were concerned about, he was concerned about the political party of Potiphar? I don't know. I'm a slave. I'm a slave of a conservative or a liberal person. No, he's like, I'm a slave. It doesn't matter what, you know, Emmett, think about it.
Yeah.
It's amazing how the church begins to put their trust in some sort of political party and all. And it's like, you know, we should participate in the process. We should, you know, get to know the candidates, but put your faith and your hope in Jesus Christ. And don't go, oh, everything's all over because somebody won your school board, or you have a certain governor, or some certain presidential candidate made it or didn't make it or whatever. Realize you did your best, and you trust God with the rest, you know, and inform, be informed, pray, and don't just sit passively back, but don't put your hope in men. The Lord just really, really laid on my heart, and we'll hopefully have time to share next week, that it's not about what you think it is. I believe that America's coming to a crossroads, and politics are not going to resolve this issue. And the issue is, of course, always if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and heal the land. I'll heal America. And so the things that we're seeing take place is happening to America because God's people, not all of God's people, but a lot of God's people are in rebellion. They're resisting what God's wanting. And we have wicked ways that we just accepted as normal. And once we accept a wicked way as normal, it's called bondage. We're held in bondage by it at that point. And so understand that when you go back and look in the highlights, you'll see a particular highlight in on the VFN Torch. It says, you know, men still want to rule the world. And that's what's going on. You have players right now that are in the global atmosphere of wanting to rule the world. They want to rule the economy. They want to, supposedly, according to Perry Stone, three people have over $3 trillion in the economies.
Wow.
And they can just move that anywhere they want to and determine whether the economy will stand or fall. We should have never tie our money. You never tie your value, your wealth, and everything, and your freedom to how much money you have. Tie it to Jesus Christ. And what you, if God gives you abundance, celebrate it. If you're going through a time of lack, don't lose your faith in God. Don't serve God beyond the provision. You know, John Bevere writes about that in The Fear of the Lord, that he's easier to read. Anyway, but he talks about, you know, many people just serve God until the provision runs out.
Yeah.
And that when the provision runs out, that's a time of testing. Were you serving God because because of the blessing and the provision, or were you serving God because you love God? And many people right now with don't know, 23 million unemployed people in America, plus more than that, because a lot of underemployed. Unemployed means this: you have a $100 bill, $100 worth of bills, but $50 worth of income.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you're not working hard. You could be working 40, 50 hours a week, but the amount of money you're getting paid doesn't cover your expenses to live. Therefore, you're underemployed. Mm-hmm. Or you can only work part-time. They won't take you on full-time. So it's just not good. And it looks like America, we're going to be the church in America is about to be tested. Do we serve him beyond provision?
Right.
Do we serve him beyond all of our comfort and convenience? And so put your, it's not what, I really believe this, you know, I hope you know, every man, we hear in part and we prophesy in part. But I can't help to tell you that it's been very loud to me, very specific, that we haven't seen nothing yet. And the ones that are wanting to rule the world, you know, rule the economies and that type of thing, is they're behind the scenes. And if they can shift this money around, then they can, you know, if China was to pull out their money, cash in their American bonds, mm-hmm. then the economy would fall. You think about it. And so that's how fragile things are in regards to where our economies. Well, they're trying to ease everything down. They're easing, as George Soros said, you know, that the euro is gone. The European economy is gone, and we're just trying to ease it down.
Mm-hmm.
Ease it down. And that, well,
yeah.
And he said this. You know, I heard him say it. It's not alleged. I heard him say it. And I don't have those same specifics about, and George Soros is one of those men, allegedly, that Perry talks about, that has part of those trillions of dollars. But understand that America's being eased down, you know, because you want the people to be able to follow you in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that that people are brought into captivity is you just start giving them everything that they would want, understanding at one moment it's just going to be cut off.
Right.
Because you can't afford it. And everybody's just like, yeah, won't give me, take me, give me a phone, give me this, give me that. And it's like, you're buying into it. It's not going to, you know, democracies last as long until they said that until people find out they can vote themselves wealth from the national treasury. In other words, I can vote somebody in office who will give me money that comes from somebody else that I didn't earn.
Right.
You know? And so no matter who is the president, for example, in January, huge austerity measures, huge, which means cutting huge expenses across the board, is coming in January. Well, you have all these people now that have gotten addicted, that because they're giving everything that they can imagine to people who will, you know, buy into the concept, and they're going to be just cut off. And what he does, he has a system, and hopefully we'll make this available, you know, on the VFN torch. But George Soros was talking about our economy, and he has a certain methodology he uses, and he's done it to other nations, mm-hmm. but definitely one particular nation, allegedly. And he bets against the economy. He bets against their money. Mm-hmm. And when their money falls, because he pulls a few strings, allegedly, mm-hmm. then he makes this huge amount of money off of it. He bets against a nation's currency. When you start seeing these people bet against our currency and the dollar, which is that shift is going to take place, then you're looking at, you know, moments away and it crashing and then rebooting again.
Right.
But for a period of time. If you haven't yet went to VFN TV and began to watch these prophetic teachings, you need to hear them.
Yeah.
And you go to VFNTV.com and watch, you know, these specific things, including prudent preparation. You need to be prepared for what's going on. But there's a certain plan that he uses to be able to take a nation down. And one of the things that he does, or that they do allegedly, is that they create an election that there's so much tension in it, that everybody's so divided that they don't have confidence in the outcome of it. Mm. And they create this, oh, it was rigged, or, you know, and all of a sudden the whole nation gets in an uproar. Mm-hmm. And it's like everybody's been turned against everybody. It's crazy that everything that can be divided has been divided. And Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, who said nothing and did nothing, unless he heard the Father say it or did it, said this: anything divided, including a nation, will not stand. Everything is being divided.
Mm-hmm.
And we're allowing them to divide our nation in all these different factions and stuff. And the thing is, as long as you'll take, you know, what Jezebel is going to offer you,
right,
you know, and that you're not willing to let go of it at any moment, then you'll be divided. And with that, what I'm sensing in my spirit is that that's where we're headed to. So people are saying, yo, in 30 days, we'll resolve all this at the polls. Resolve what? As a man, I answer, really? Do you not know that when Josiah cried out to God, God heard him and answered, but he said, listen, Josiah, I'm still going to put some set men in place and I'm going to let everybody know that I'm just. Because who followed Josiah was Jehoiakim and Zedekiah.
Mm.
And those were set men by God because God was going to deal with his people.
Right.
And so based on what we're hearing, and we prayed and fasted for, you know, 7 days, and God began to show us in multidimensional ways from all the ones that were praying and fasting different things.
Mm.
And I believe that one of the big things he's showing us is there's just going to be this huge spirit of rebellion, and whether people are wearing a mask or not, whether you call it Occupy Wall Street or not, there's going to just be this big, you know, things in the street where people are just totally upset. I mean, if you quit giving people phones, if you quit paying for things for people, I mean, and they're depending, some people are depending on it to eat, and, you know, and that you quit that, and you never taught anybody how to live. You never taught them how to work. You never taught them how to grow stuff. I mean,
right.
I don't know how to grow stuff. Yeah, I don't know how to grow stuff. I work in the garden of God and work with, mm-hmm. you know, growing harvest in people's hearts. But I surround myself with people who have those talents and have that time to be able to teach me, but also learn from them and how to grow. We need to learn how to live life again, mm-hmm. and how to think. Listen, think for yourself, please. Start practicing thinking for yourself. You know, pull out a deck of cards and play solitaire.
Yeah.
Nobody around you, no electronics, and just watch yourself when you're playing that. You know, are you thinking, is it overwhelming to you? Is it boring to you when you're thinking instead of a machine thinking for you? You know, some people have never played solitaire, for example, with a deck of cards. They've only played it electronically.
All right.
But you got to begin to do things that you use your mind again. You got, even though you can pull Google Maps out or, you know, whatever's out there electronically, which is cool, that, you know, pull a paper map out and begin to look at a paper map and just say, you know, it used to be a lot of fun doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, figuring your route out, what you're doing, where you're going to stop. And now it's like, you know, they make you respond in a way that they give you so much information that you can almost think that they can convince you that you're all knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, no, they gathered a lot of data. They shared it with you. They're tracking with you. Those two things merge, and they're letting you in on what they know. You don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you know nothing if you're depending on that.
Right.
So I want to encourage you, begin to think for yourself. If you see something on the news, if you hear something on VFN radio or watch something on VFN TV, you know, check it out. Go in the Word of God. Find out for yourself. Verify it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Trust but verify, as President Reagan said. You know, Pharaoh, get involved in finding things out. If you hear something about a particular candidate that's running for office because you heard a 30-second, $10 million commercial, you know, don't just buy into it. There's a reason why they wrote that commercial, is to get you not to think and just to buy into it.
Mm-hmm.
Find out if it's true. You may never be able to find out, but just put something. Don't just go, yeah, I saw a commercial and this person, you know, it's like, come on. That was a campaign. Think for yourself. When you see these things happening, you need to be abiding with God and learning how to hear God and to walk with the Lord. Think for yourself. I know this sounds funny when you think about it, but the truth is people don't really think anymore. They just kind of stare at a television. They stare at a computer. Mm-hmm. They don't go to God. They go to Google.
Right.
They don't pray about something. Hey, I'm gonna I'm going to ask God about this. They go, let me go Google it and see. Mm-hmm. Let me go Google it and see. Let me go Google it and see. Let me go Google it and see. It's like,
yeah.
It used to be spelled G-O-D.
Yeah.
And now it's G-O-O-G-L-E. And it's like, you got to learn to start going to God again. And you Google, it's nice to kind of have some information and that type of thing, but learn to think. Just practice thinking. I mean, not, don't start real big if you hadn't thought in a while. You know what I'm saying?
You might hurt yourself.
You might hurt yourself. Like I said, pull out a deck of cards, you know, if you don't believe that's sin. and start playing solitaire. Start real easy. And then pull out a paper map and say, you know what? We're going to go somewhere, and we're going to map it out on paper. Mm-hmm. And leave all your devices behind. Turn off your cell phones 10 minutes at a time. Take a deep breath, look around, and then turn it back on again.
Mm-hmm.
And then build yourself up maybe like, I don't know, 12 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And just practice, you know, maybe going to bed at night and all your electronics are off, everything's off, and it's quiet. You and God. So you can think. So you can hear God. I just want to encourage you. We're going to talk more about that. But to begin to think again, we need to think because things are happening right now and the church is not thinking. They're quiet. It's like the church is in a vacuum. And it's the common man. I mean, even, you know, Bubba can look at this thing and know what's going on if he's thinking. But it's like the church, it doesn't seem like the church is thinking much. You know, there are some, you know, that are thinking, but the majority of the church is just quiet. But listen, if you are a leader of God's people, you need to prepare them. You have a responsibility as you call yourself a leader of God's people to prepare them. Some things are about to happen.